I don't know, these next 7 weeks are usually a nervous time for coaches. What was your general message to the team?
Just get your bodies right. You know, stick with really, you know, the training regimen that most of these guys did leading up to the spring. You know, we were able to really get a good jump on the first phase, and you know, Dave was able to amp it up a little bit because guys came in really good shape. And you know, we need to kind of be able to start fast in training camp. You know, not waste time on getting guys in shape. So you know, spend the time wisely. You know, it is a time to kind of recharge your bodies and your minds and get away from it for a little bit, but don't go too far. And our guys, they understand kind of how we're going to do training camp, you know, which was, you know, how we install and everything, so they can't go too far away from their playbook. And you know, they just need to keep up with everything, and you know, when we get back, you know, be ready to hit the ground running.
How do you ensure a faster start? That was the issue last year. How do you get to that point where you?
I mean, it's, you can't predict it. You know, you just have to, you know, things have to line up right, and you just need to do a good job of executing in camp and putting yourself in position to where when you get to games, you play better than what we played last year. You know, I feel like first game we probably played about as well as we could have for our first time together, and we just had a severe drop off there in probably games, you know, 3, 4, and 5. So, you know, we just need to start off faster in this aspect of let's not have the peaks and valleys. Let's work on being consistent of improving.
What was your overall satisfaction level about the season program?
I thought guys did a great job. Attendance was outstanding. The effort was great. Guys were trying to build off of what they learned last year through what we do in our program. And you know, we gave them the littlest things of, hey, let's be better note takers in the meeting rooms, let's make sure that we do a better job in individual and you know, skill development needs to be at a high level. You know, let's make sure we know how we can get better. And you know, we really try to explain why we were doing everything and let those guys really grasp that and take it from there, and they did a good job of that.
Physically, how did you guys get through the spring?
I thought pretty good. You know, I thought guys did a good job of trying to take care of each other. I know, you know, every once in a while you hear everybody yelling over, you know, on the field, you know, stay up, stay off the ground, and you know, guys did a good job of avoiding any kind of collisions, and they did a pretty good job. We just need to keep getting better at learning how to practice without pads, because you only get, you know, so many during the season, so you have to become an expert at that. And you know, we're still learning. You know, when you're young and you guys are trying to play fast or trying to impress, you know, but we have to be able to protect each other. We have to play under control. We have to understand how we can get great work in without pads.
Guys like Tunsil, who's just dealing with them, do you expect them all to be ready for the start of camp?
Yeah, I don't see right now thinking we're going to have any major issues when, you know, entering into camp. You know, we got a couple guys that haven't done anything. You know, I'm not gonna go. I know the next question you're gonna ask me, but you know, we should be in good shape.
We did see the work that Pouncey was doing on the side. How's he doing right now?
He's really improving. We feel like we're on a really, really good track right now, and it's, you know, we'll wait to the next doctor's visit when we get kind of that report back, and you know, see what our next step would be, or, you know, did anything change, you know, better, worse, you know, what's, you know, we're just trying to really focus on the steps that the doctors have us right now. And he's done a good job of not trying to push ahead and say, hey, I'm a fast healer and I'm tough. And we all know that. The biggest thing for us is we need him healed, because that's really what it is. It's time. And you know, he wants to be out there, but it's no good if we only get him for a couple games. We need him for the duration.
And what are the league restrictions on practice time and training camp that you think will have the most impact?
That's hard for me to say. I don't think of anything as restrictions anymore. I just think of it as, this is the time allotted. This is when you're allowed to be in pads, or when you can't, when you have to give players off. You got the set of rules. you adjust to those, you try to maximize the time as much as possible, and you may have to adjust during training camp because the healthier team really is that's where it's going to be. That kind of can determine it. You start losing a bunch of guys early, you might have to make some changes, and you just got to be ready to be flexible.
What changes are you making, if any, in the routine to make up for the loss of any time on the field?
Anytime. Well, down here it's different. We probably have shorter practices than most teams in the league because, you know, we have to think it's July to December, right? We're out there and, you know, we got to maximize the time we're on the field. And then when we get in the meeting rooms, we have to understand, like, you can't waste time in there. Like, we have to use the fact that we are going to have more meeting time than most people because we're not on the field as much, and we got to make those count. It can't just be going through the motions.
You're talking about the weather factor.
Yeah, I mean it does. I mean, when I first got down here, I probably said the same thing that most people do, and you're like, oh, it's not that bad. And then you start getting out there, and you're like, okay, this is real, you know. And it's a good thing because you're training in conditions that are tough, and you really have to. It's a mental test every day, and that's why we like to do it the way we do it. Play fast, get out there, whatever amount of time we're out there, make it count.
So do you feel that's it's a good thing? You say conditioning at that, but do you feel the less practice time is any kind of handicap?
I guess we're used to doing it the way we do it, and you know, our guys take advantage of it, whether it be in meeting time or our walkthroughs. You know, and that's what's nice about having the bubble, getting those walkthroughs in, just getting them out of the sun and locking in and just trying to make sure we're doing a good job when we're doing the walkthroughs. And then so when we get in practice, less errors, we're not repeating things, and we're hitting it on, you know, the first time we're doing it live. And the more times we can do that, the better it is. It feels like we're not talking about the same things over and over again. I don't have any numbers to really support what I'm saying, but that's just my feel. I feel like when we correct something, guys listen to, like last year when we say, hey, if somebody makes a mistake, take that as your own mistake and don't make that mistake. Because if you're waiting for every guy to make a mistake one time on the same play, it's just a never-ending cycle of death. And guys, somebody would make a mistake, and you didn't hear about it again. And those guys did a good job of, hey, if Jarvis had a mistake there, Kenny went, okay, I can't make that mistake, or Devontae. And it was good because those guys kept talking about, hey, this is how, if you get put in this position, this is what you have to do. And it was good because there was a lot of communication going on this spring, and you could tell guys were a lot more comfortable.
Adam, how difficult is it for you to mentally get away for some time over the next month or so? Is it hard to do for you?
I'll have my moments where it's just some days just don't do anything. But, I don't go too far from it. It's fantasy land, you know. I mean, you get to do something you love, and it's not really a job. So, I mean, I enjoy it, and I'm around it a lot. You know, I mean, this is kind of – Our whole families, that's just what we do, you know. I mean, that's what we enjoy. And, you know, if I'm not hearing it from, you know, everybody in the building, it's my kids are talking about it, or, you know, family's talking about it. I mean, it's what it is.
Owusu didn't get to practice the entire spring. Is that unfair to the player?
I mean, that's not my call. Rules are what they are, and that's what it is.
How far behind is he because of that role?
Where do you go to school? All right, he'll be all right.
What has Drew Morgan done to improve his chances of making the team, and what are you looking for in August from him?
Just improvement, just keep getting better. I think he has a really good sense of kind of how to play the position we're asking him to play, and it gives him a great opportunity because when we hit the preseason games, you know, now it's going to be about making plays when we get in real games, and when you know, you start getting looks that you haven't seen before because you start playing different schemes, different players, different style players. And, you know, what's his production going to be like? What's his execution going to be like? You know, what's he actually going to show when we get to games in the preseason? And, you know, I think he's put himself in a good position to compete. And that's all really you can ask for when you have an undrafted rookie who came in here with, you know, nobody even probably knew who he really was coming in here. And, you know, he's put him kind of has put himself on the map and competed.
And a lot of players this offseason have said how impressed they are with their coach-player relationship. How would you explain your ability to relate with various players?
I think all our entire coaching staff does a good job of communicating with our guys, and consistently, you know, when we're in the building and it's not always football, you know, our coaches do a good job of investing in you know, what our players enjoy doing outside the building, and, you know, their families and, you know, kids. And, you know, I think that's something to be said for our coaching staff, because, you know, our players know that they're invested in them, not only as a player, as a person. And, you know, Caleb does a great job of helping those guys as well and invest. I mean, it's tough. You got, you know, him and Eve, you got two guys, you know, taking care of 89 and trying to make sure that they're all over it all, you know, with every little step of the way from the time they're a rookie and if you're a 15th year vet, you know. And, you know, I think it's a pretty cool thing to see how our guys like being around and want to be in the building and enjoy coming to work.
Is there an update you can give on Julius and how he's fit in since he came here, since after these OTAs?
It's not hard for him to fit in. He's going to fit in because he's going to talk to everybody. And, you know, he's going to know everything about everybody. And, you know, I think he's just enjoying, you know, being back, you know, in the system. And, you know, I've enjoyed it because it's fun for me. I mean, I was with him when he was a rookie and watched him go through some really low moments in his career, and then I saw him at the highest of the high, you know. And to get him back and he's a veteran, it's been really fun to be around him again.
How do you ensure that he gets back to that level?
We just keep working and keep putting him in a position to make plays. And when we get those chances, like, he's going to have to make a play. I mean, that's what this game's about. It's about players making plays. And, you know, I guess I just have a history of where things have worked out. And I've seen, like I said, I've seen him be at his lowest moments. And, you know, he's a fighter, man. And he'll give you everything he has, and he'll keep swinging.
Adam, Damian Williams was saying that he stayed in touch with you from the end of the season all the way through showing up. I'm wondering what was your reaction when you said he was visiting the Patriots, and then also the day he showed up.
You know, there's, you know, Damian, you know, he's a guy I always, you know, he goes out to the West Coast, and I just check on him, just make sure everything's all good out, you know, with him. And, you know, I always like guys just being in this area because kind of hear what's going on a lot easier than when across the country. And, you know, that's the business, you know. I mean, it is what it is, and, you know, it's, you never want to lose your guys. And, you know, he's my guy that I really love being around. When he's in the building, when he's on the practice field, you know, I mean, he gives you everything he has, heart and soul. And on game days, if you can possibly take it to another level, he does. And I just, you know, to lose a guy like that would be tough for me, because he energizes so many people on offense, defense, special teams that he impacts. He's not, he might not even be playing at that moment. And I just think when he was inactive against New England, he could have been in the tank, sitting on the bench, pouting. He wasn't. He was, you know, I kept seeing him. I'm like, get back. You know, he's in the white and getting yelled at by the officials, but he was in it. You know, he knew, well, if there's one thing I can do, I could help bring energy. And, you know, he consistently is just trying to improve every day. And it's been fun to watch him develop.
Coach, we've seen the high school kids obviously out here a lot, and my understanding is that was largely your idea. What was the thing
thinking behind that?
You know, it was just kind of Jason and myself, we were kind of talking about what we can do, some different things, and we were trying to pinpoint, you know, some ways we could, you know, help with anything as far as, you know, football in the community. And we were, you know, we couldn't put our finger on it, what it actually was going to be. And then we started texting, I think, when Luke's documentary, saw that, and we started texting about that, you know, about Liberty City, and that kind of started, we started kicking some ideas around of, you know, what could we do? What can we do to help? And what can we do to encourage kids that this is a great sport? And, you know, there's something about when you're part of a team, you know, and it's not all about the individual. And there's something about when you kind of got that family feel. And we felt like this was something that we could do to really, you know, help, especially, you know, really young kids, but high school kids as well, and realize, well, NFL players, they do exactly what we have to do every day. And I think that's cool for, you know, kids to see.
One good moment that you had with any of the kids?
I think the funniest thing I saw was when some of the really young kids came in and they were almost on the field and D-line was doing their drills and they're like yelling at the D-line. I'm like, man, he's, what are they yelling at him about? You know, I loved it. It's just like, it was so fast how engaged and how our players reacted. And, you know, I wasn't sure how smooth it would go. And, you know, would kids be paying attention? Would it be a distraction? And we took a shot on it. And what we realized was, it really energized our practice, and you know, you guys weren't out there, so I mean, it was pretty close a lot of times where that was just like one team, you know, whether it be little kids or high school kids. And you know, our players, they don't want to disappoint. They want to put on a good show. So I mean, the competition was outstanding through the whole spring, and a lot of it was because they want to look good for, you know, kids that look up to them.